Every work, every noble work, is at first thought to be impossible. Every noble work is at first thought impossible. Why is every noble work at first thought to be impossible? Well, for one thing, presumably it hasn't been done before, and presumably it's done now for the first time. And if it's done for the first time, it hasn't been done before, you say, why hasn't it been done? Well, maybe it has. Maybe it has, and we just don't know it. But a noble work at first seems to be a difficult thing to do. Now, it's difficult because it's being approached at from a new point of view. Every mother has a baby for the first time. And every mother says, why don't they write books or teach courses in school on how to raise children and how to bring them up? And they just don't. Well, that's not very nice. That's not very nice for them not to have books and have programs of how to raise children and how to bring them up, because everyone has children, it seems. Children are very common, are very normal, very ordinary, but yet each one is very special and very unique and very wonderful. And because each child is very special, very unique, and very wonderful, each child seems to be something very special in the way that they're brought up. But now, truly they're not. All children basically are brought up the same way. They're brought up the same way because they are all the same. Every child is exactly the same. Now you say, well, that's not really true. Every child is unique and different. Every child is special. But the basic ways of bringing them up is the same. Now, you take an animal, and they, by their nature, know how to bring up their children. And humans, by their nature, know how to bring up children. If they didn't, they'd have quite a task. So, why do we say that we wish that we could be taught how to bring up children, how to raise children, and there's no classes? Oh, there are classes in some schools for it, but not universal. And it's sort of a naturalness of doing it. Now, why is it that we don't teach our parents or our children, or we don't teach that if you tell a child if he is good, he'll be good. If you tell a child he is bad, he'll be bad. Why don't we teach parents that they say to a child, there, everything is all right, you're doing just fine, come on now, you can do it. Parents basically do that. And they do that, and they do think that that's the way to do it. They don't think that they're right or they're wrong. They just think that that's a noble thing to do. And noble means correct, harmonious, peaceful, joyful way to do it. So as they're doing this with their children, as they're doing this in their noble, beautiful, peaceful way, what are they doing? They are doing what comes naturally. They're doing what comes to their own inner awareness of what is the most natural thing on earth to do. Now, what is the most natural thing on earth to do? The most natural thing on earth is to be loving. The most natural thing on earth is to be gentle. The most natural thing on earth is to be sensitive and caring. The most natural thing on earth is to be so wonderful, so loving, so thoughtful. Now, a parent would give its life for their child. A parent would give everything for their child. And yet, most parents give very little to their children. The children have to sort of eke it out by themselves. The parents allow their children to watch television excessively. Parents allow their children to go out and play in the yard and do things with their neighbors and children. And the parents don't check on the other children to see that they're the kind of children they want their children to play with. The parents don't do research on that. They don't go around making sure that their neighbors that the children associate with are good. You're known by the people you associate with. They don't do that. And yet, to a certain degree, they do, but to a large degree, they do not. They just let the children fend for themselves. They send them to school, and they don't know what the teachers in school are teaching them. They don't know what the other children in school are sharing with their children, telling them things that they and their families or they and their community do. Because at a school, you come out of many different communities. You think you come out of one community, the community in which you live, but you come out of many communities because every group of people who form friends and form relationships and have relationships are a community. And that community has values. And some of those communities have wonderful values, and some of those communities have limited values. But we think it's a very noble thing that we work with our children, that we work with our community, that we work with ourselves. But yet, every noble work is, at first, seemingly impossible. Because if we look at it as something to do, then it's impossible. When we live it, when we are respectful of who and what we are, if we have noble values of ourselves, and we live them to our highest and best, then our children will also live them to their highest and best. Because children are mimics. They're mimics of what their parents do, what their society does, what the world does. There are few real leaders among children, and those leaders are the ones who direct children sometimes in beneficial ways and sometimes in non-beneficial ways. And it's up to us to be on top of this, to be aware of this, to be on top of realizing just what is guiding our children, what is leading them, what is directing them. When we have the noble cause of having the finest children in the world, we have that cause because we know these children are beautiful and good. We know that every child on the face of the earth is an ideal child. Every child is beautiful. Now, how is it going to be trained? How is it going to be given values? How is it going to? By watching how the parents act. By watching how the parents act. It's interesting now to watch Mr. Obama on television, because when you see him now, he's not running for an office anymore. He's not trying to get things done in Congress and get things done in the United States. He is just being an ideal person, an ideal man. And he is looking at the rest of the world and offering it. It's his loving, caring, sharing quality that he is. And this is the way the ideal president is. Not one who's trying to change the world or who's trying to change the country, who's trying to bring about legislation that is beneficial for the world. He is a person who is a loving center. He is a loving, guiding head. He is one who leads people into the way of their finest and best. And when we think of a president as doing all sorts of powerful things in the White House, we look at the wrong person. Because a good father is a good symbol. A good mayor, a good governor, a good president is a good symbol. A symbol of one who lives those values that they would have the world live. A good president never says unkindly about another person, regardless of who they are. He would not endorse them to do certain things that he felt they were not beneficial in doing, but he would not belittle them, and he would not knock them down. He would not tear down his opponents. He would not say naughty things about anybody in the world, because he is a good father. He is a good president. He is a good leader. He is a good person who is guiding his family and he himself is the perfect example of that ideal guide. If we could have this sort of guidance in our world, we would realize that every noble work is at first impossible. Every noble work seemingly is at first impossible, but truly, if it is a noble work, if it is something beneficial, it is something uplifting, something good for the community, it's not impossible, but it is the most responsible thing in the world to do. And you and I today can do the most responsible things in the world if we choose. And when we choose to do that, we'll find that everything in life is very easily done, because we are the role model and we are the beginning and the end. We are the noble work itself, revealing itself to our life and our world. Everyone has the possibility of doing it according to their vision. You and I are each unique role models, and we have to stand up for that. If we have fallen at any point along the way, let it be gone, let it be past, and let's rise up like the phoenix and show forth the wonder, the beauty, the goodness, the majesty that we are. And while you're doing it, I say to you, have a wonderful day. And while you're doing it, know that as you go on your path all along the way, with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my being, I absolutely love you. I love you. I love you.